It's Monday, March 25th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Atlas IED, innovative audio solutions for every business environment.
Today's Daily Download comes from Digital Signage Digest, Episode 1. Lenore and Lane is joined by Andrea Verone, Adrian Cottrell, and Brian Mazeros talking about Digital Signage Expo 2019. Brian Mazeros starts off talking about the technology to look forward to at DSE.
It's obviously, it's, you know, display technology, LED. I'm looking forward to more on the CMS side. I think that's going to be kind of a trend that's going to be interesting. A lot of it around data, around analytics and, and how it's being built into CMSs and how they can control a lot of that in one platform. I think that's going to be interesting. Started to see a little bit of that at ISE, and I'm hoping some of that starts to make its way. And it has, but I think more as a combined, complete system rather than I have to use this platform and that platform, where it's now underneath one roof. I mean, the display side, you know, I'm sure we'll see more of some of the same technologies that we saw at ISC start to make their way over into the world of DSE, which is great. I mean, it's always a nice show stopper. But I think for me, more of the trend is around the CMSs and also I think small form factor displays too. I'm kind of curious on Adrian's spin on that and Andrea. There were some interesting small form factor displays I saw at ISC that I'm curious to see how much of that is front and center at DSE this year.
You mean like, so Brian, you mean point of sale displays, some of the retail stuff?
Yeah, more like the embedded, Bluefin and Mimo and you know, some of that I thought was kind of interesting, right? More of like the embedded type of displays.
Yeah, they'll both be there. I think the interesting thing, as you all know about our show, is, you know, we're not CES, we're not ISE, we're very laser focused audience. So you'll probably see different solutions more geared specifically to digital signage than you will at both of those shows. So just shout out to encourage everybody to come to DSE, even if you've been to the first two large shows this year, because you might see different stuff.
Adrian?
Yeah, so I think Brian's spot on with the CMS side of things. There's only a few CMS providers who are providing a software system that allows you to plug in all these different things that Brian was alluding to. So data's being the one big thing. You know, face recognition is another big thing. It's coming back down to solutions providers. There's a few of them around. I know they're all exhibiting at DSE. You look at what NEC are doing with their platform, ALP, but it plugs into so many different areas. You can't have retailers or anybody trying to build a digital signage solution and have to cobble together all these different systems. So if you took a Quvity or an AdMobilize or whatever, you know, you want it to plug into the common CMS system so it's seamless. So I think we're starting to move towards that, which is a good thing.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.